Your reaction, David, to today's 2-0 win here at Windsor Park?
Pleased that we won the game. Sometimes here, when you lose a couple of games, sometimes it's a difficult place to play in. So at times today, we played some good stuff without sort of really being too clinical. I sound like a broken record at times, because that's what I keep telling the players. If we're a wee bit more clinical in the final third, picking the right decisions, sometimes you make the game a wee bit easier for you. But listen, we won the game, and say we've stopped the rot coming off the back of Monday night. It's been a tough few days for myself, and I'm sure the supporters were hugely disappointed on Monday night with the capitulation of our overall performance. So say we did we bounce back? We won the game. That was more important.
Clean sheet was largely due today to some wonder stops by Roy Carroll, wasn't it?
Yeah, and again, the chances that they got today in the game was down to our mistakes, which again was disappointing. But when you've got a goalkeeper of Roy's stature and goals, you always hope that if we do become a wee bit edgy and a wee bit nervy, that he's always there to bail you out, and he certainly was there today.
You made a few changes from the other night, so you must be pleased with the reaction you got from whatever changes you made.
Yeah, no, we made changes, and I told them after the game on Monday we'd be freshening up. And again, maybe I'd become a wee bit too loyal to sort of players. Maybe I pick on sort of reputation instead of performances in recent games. So, and say I'm learning, and I'll continue to learn. That's why I work 7 days a week, to continue to be a better manager and a better coach. And the main thing is we won the game today. Players are going to be disappointed when they're not in the team, not in the squad. But I pick 16 players to try and win a football match, and thankfully we won the game today.
A lot of youth groups were here. The club set up a family section. A lot of youth groups came, free tickets. A lot of strides happening on the pitch and off the pitch, isn't it?
Listen, this club should be attracting especially schools in and around the area, schools up in sort of Linfield strongholds. So it's always good to see kids, because in generations to come, maybe the next generation, and hopefully the generation to come after that, there's going to be a lot of Linfield supporters. We're the biggest supporters club in the country, and rightly so. We're the biggest club in name, and long may I continue. And the young supporters, the young generation, along with the old, you only have to look at the supporters that we've had that have been here for a number of years, through thick and thin, through success and some seasons without success. But again, for me, the big thing is that the supporters get right behind the players, give them every support, because we're going to need that going forward.
And we're back here Monday night, same team, different competition, and it's a competition that was special to you. It was the first cup you won last year.
It was, and again, I would imagine come Monday, sometimes the back-to-back games aren't helpful, especially when you play against the same team 2 days later. I would imagine Colin will probably mix and match his team a little bit. We'll make a couple of changes along the way. Gareth Dean will obviously play instead of Roy. He played every game in the competition last year, played the games so far this. So Gareth will play. That's an opportunity for him. And two or three others will come in, with two or three players in the dressing room. Probably played too many games recently. Probably need a little bit of a break. But I'll certainly be picking a team. It'll be a strong team. It's a competition that I do want to win. It's a competition that I want to progress in. And the team will hopefully go and do the business on Monday night.
Well done today, and here's hoping for a similar result come Monday night.
Cheers, Alan.